Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right into it. Omar Kelly with us this morning here. Alan Poupart, SI Dolphins insider, does a lot of great work. The silent assassin, I like to call him, with that big left-handed kick. God, I hate that thing. I had a nightmare about that thing one night, along with all the other reasons I don't sleep, but it was that, sir. Alan, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, what up, fellas?
Hey, I don't know if you've been listening. We've been talking. How do we get in this situation with the cornerback, and what do you think the coaches, they must talk morning, noon, and night. They're meeting all the time. Some of those people on that defensive staff must have said, we got some young guys that can play. We just got to give them a chance. Do you agree with that?
Without question. And if you notice, this is something the Dolphins have done quite a bit the past couple of years. When Chris Greer is telling the media we're more worried about the offensive line than they are, that's because of their strong belief in themselves that they can develop players and to get them to another level. And I think that they're doing the same thing at cornerback. We certainly can debate or discuss the results on the offensive line with that approach. It's kind of a dangerous move, and they refuse to spend money at cornerback. They could have gone after Jair Alexander when he was available. They didn't make him an offer, but probably a very low offer. They don't want to spend the money with the belief that they can develop their guys, and we'll see how that pans out.
Let me ask you, Omar's been on this thing, and a lot of our fan base feels the same way. Would you like to see, and do you think there's open competition for these positions in that secondary right now, or are they pretty much kind of going with the same guys in the same groups every day?
No, I think there's competition. I do think Storm Duck right now would stand out to me as a clear favorite to be one of your outside starting cornerbacks. On the other side, to me, it's wide open. It could be Kendall Sheffield. It could be Jack Jones. It could be somebody else springing a young player, Isaiah Johnson, Jason Marshall Jr. I hesitate to even throw Cam Smith's name in there because I have seen nothing at camp to suggest to me that he's ready to make a leap forward. But and the other safety spot opposite Minka, now that Ashton Davis is injured, and for me wouldn't be surprising if he began the season on IR at the cuts of 53 so he can come back, but I don't know that you can count on him being ready for the start of the season. So who knows who starts next to Minka, considering Melifanu still has yet to practice.
Yeah, but here's the point that I'm making, Alan, and we know Storm is probably a little bit ahead of everybody else because of his stability and the fact that he does what they ask. But why isn't the top performer of the day being elevated up at cornerback?
Who's the top performer of the day?
I mean, sometimes let's give you a perfect example. When Jason Marshall Jr. got that interception, okay. That's an important play. All right, tomorrow you work with the starters. You remember when Brian Flores did that in 2019? Like, and then we discovered that Nick Needham probably had some staying power. Like, why are we not you know, elevating guys that practice and perform well? Why is the depth chart always consistent? And, you know, I've had this gripe with Mike McDaniel. There are no competitions in training camp. Like,
you don't think there's an open competition right now at the cornerback position?
At cornerback, this is the first time. But we rarely ever see guys who are identified as starters, they're in their spot. The last competition might be Isaiah Wynn and Liam Eichenberg. That was a long time ago.
Omar's not, as much as I like to say Omar is wrong, Omar's not wrong. It's very seldom that there's a lot of jockeying, and you make a valid point, particularly when there's such a cluster. There's really not a whole lot that differentiates one corner from the other. But here's the other thing, too, is the coaches evaluate on things we don't necessarily see at practice, where for them it's not maybe not so much who's making plays on the ball, but who is
doing their assignment.
Who is sharp on their assignments, correct. Because I don't think it's just, and yes, there was a very acrobatic interception that Jason Marshall Jr. had, but if he blew a couple of assignments,
right,
that would, and I'm not saying that he did, but I'm saying that that's something that behind the scenes they would see. But you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong in that there's not a whole lot of mixing back and forth between at certain positions for first-year reps.
Give you another example. We all see what Willie Gay Jr. is out there doing in practice. He's an impactful player. Why is he not getting a run with the starters instead of Terrell Dotson? And I'm not saying that Dotson isn't good or can't contribute on that level. And, yeah, maybe Willie Gay Jr. is just beating up on second- and third-teamers. But why not take that look? Why not explore? Why not investigate what can happen?
I've seen reps from him with the main guys. And here's the thing about Willie Gay Jr. I hope that nobody thinks this is like, oh, flash in the pan, this is a guy who's never done anything in his career. All of a sudden, wow, he's a camp sensation. Because he was a good player with the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's got 55 starts, yeah.
And good player. Forget 55 starts, good player. I'm not saying not necessarily Pro Bowl level, but good solid player. Last year went south for him in New Orleans. Didn't like his comment last year when he's saying in week 11, I'm checking out. But hopefully he's back on track. And he certainly, as far as the energy, I don't know if anybody's bringing more energy than this dude.
So I got to get to the other topic, has been the offensive line. Let's talk about starting five. You feel pretty good once James Daniels is completely 100% and back to go with Jonah on that offensive line?
I think there's reason for optimism, absolutely. I'd like to see Aaron Brewer get the practice at some point. But with the starting five, yeah, I see reasons for optimism. I don't know that Patrick Paul has looked very good. I think some of the reports I see out there on social media are a little bit hyperbolic on my taste, but he has looked good. Jonah looks the part. James Daniel is a stud. And Austin Jackson's a solid right tackle. So I do think there's very, very intriguing potential there. The backup situation is a complete mess.
Well, that's talking. Omar's been all – oh, Omar, I think you said yesterday you thought it might be even more of a mess than
– oh, cornerback?
Than the cornerback position, which that's three positions, so I disagree with you. But we do go through a lot of offense alignment. So Andrew Meyer – got to see more as a center, or you feel good?
There's absolutely something there. I think I'm okay with him. I do not like the backup tackle situation right now because I have yet to see Ryan Hayes or
Larry Borm
give me any reason to feel very confident that if something happens to Jackson or Patrick Paul, that the Dolphins would be fine there. I think that's a massive step down from Kendall Lamb.
Yeah, I'm curious. Liam Eichenberg, is there a chance they're going to be forced to make him a third tackle?
I think right now it'd be a better option than either of the other two I mentioned. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think Liam's a backup at every single spot because it's bad. Bad.
So I want to ask you guys this question. You agree in most NFL cities they're going to give their top draft picks every opportunity to play, and the guys that make the most money that they give new contracts to, right? They got to be really bad to lose jobs around the NFL in general. Do you agree with that?
Without question.
Yeah.
Should it be that way?
That's another topic. For example, I mentioned Cam Smith earlier. Tim Mayfield wasn't the fact that he was a second-round pick in 2023, I have a hard time putting him on my 53.
Yeah,
and I
agree.
I think it was very painful for the Dolphins to cut ties right now, you know, after making that investment. And I'll give you another one. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, so far, I'm not feeling it.
Yep. And $2 million of guaranteed money, poop.
Yeah, I know. It's not egregious. Like I have made the statement. If you told me he winds up not making the 53, I don't know that I'd be shocked.
Yeah, he needs to the first part of this, and I call it the first part is what we're going through, but the second part starts next week, and Nick and some of these guys.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Cam, I mean, this could be Last Supper. They got to get after it a little bit here and really pick it up and show that they can play or maybe have a different gear against different players. But, I'm with you guys on it. How do you feel overall about this roster now that we've seen it for a week?
Yeah, it's always tricky. I always prefer waiting until after I see joint practices or at least one preseason game because, you know, all we always seeing is them. I do think my outlook is a little bit better. I think maybe the national expectations are. I think this is if they get more good answers and bad answers on the many question marks that they have, I can easily see 9 or 10 wins. For this to be a memorable season, as in playoff win and all that, they would have to get almost blanket positive answers to all the questions they have. And unfortunately, there are a lot of question marks on this roster.
It's you know, after a week, it's only been seven practices, but you're right. I think we've seen clearly what looks to be strong and what, like, I think defensively the front seven could be really good. And there's a lot of young guys. And I go, you know, I'm okay. I'm okay with those young guys. I think they're going to make a lot of plays. Might be some growing pains in there a little bit, but overall in the pass rush on the outside, I go, okay. And then, of course, the two topics that we hit. I got to ask you about the backup situation. We've been all over. You probably heard it the last couple of days. Everybody's writing about it as well. I think no-brainer, Zach Wilson, if Tua goes down, is your starting quarterback. On the road, at home, he's going to be the next guy up. I don't care. And this is with Quinn Ewers really playing well right now and off to a great start as a seventh-round pick. Do you agree with that? And I know Mike's already said that's going to be the situation. Do you agree with it, though?
I never thought for a second, even when Quinn Ewers was lighting it up in a couple of practices, that it was even a question. I mean, Zach Wilson would have to be pinch your nose and wave your hand in front of your face to get rid of the smell bad for him not to be the number two quarterback.
Yeah.
Absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree. This goes back. You ought to see the smile on Omar's face right now. It just drives him nuts. He just wants – He wants just open competition everywhere.
I want you to earn what you got.
You think there's a lot of open competition in Baltimore and Buffalo and Kansas City right now?
Yeah, because those organizations actually know what they're doing.
They know those all the horses that are coming back that they trust that have been around there. I bet you
that cornerback that got a pick six is going to get moved up the depth chart in the preseason.
I'm going to be watching.
I bet you he's going to get moved up the depth chart.
He said he's had a nice start. I want to see where he goes.
Here's the thing, if I can say it. Do we honestly think that they went out, I don't want to say on a limb, but they kind of sort of specifically target Zach Wilson to be their new number two quarterback when there were other more dependable, proven veteran options, and they're going to chuck it just because even if he's just a little bit subpar?
Here's my response to that.
Yeah.
What's the rule when it's close between a veteran and a rookie? It goes to the rookie, right?
Well, he's not exactly 35 years old.
I didn't say that.
And physically,
I didn't say that. But if it's okay, see, and that's the problem. I don't want the quarterback to be an exemption to the rule. If it's close between a veteran and a rookie, what is the rule? You go with the rookie.
Not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback.
Hey, we almost said that together, holding hands. Not a quarterback. By the way, Mike handpicked that guy. Like Mike said, damn, I want that guy in San Fran. That's how I took that. Mike handpicked that guy.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Hey, Alan, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'll see you this weekend out of camp. Thank you.
You got it. Anytime. And when the weather cools down, you and I are getting back on the court against each other.
Only if you get rid of that big high kick served on my damn backhand, man. You're no good to me right now on that. It's just the neutralizer. I like when you're out of shape and sucking gas a little bit because you haven't done stuff. I like that, but not that serve. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Alan.
Okay. Later, fellas.
Alan Poupart, SI Dolphins Insider.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.